This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian officials said Thursday that Russian forces carried out aerial attacks on multiple cities overnight, killing at least two people. Ukraine's military described the Russian action as a massive missile attack on the civilian infrastructure of a number of regions. Kyiv's mayor said seven people were injured and several buildings were damaged. Russia said Thursday it destroyed 22 Ukrainian drones across four regions, including the annexed Crimean Peninsula and nearby Black Sea. Meantime, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is set to meet U.S. leaders here in Washington today as he seeks more support for his country's fight against a Russian invasion. Zelensky is expected to meet with both Democratic and Republican congressional leaders and have talks with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin at the Pentagon before an afternoon meeting with President Joe Biden at the White House. The Biden administration has asked Congress to approve $24 billion in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine. National Security Spokesman John Kirby telling reporters Wednesday that the funding, which includes more than $20 billion for defense, would have a significant impact on Ukraine's fighting in the coming months. The U.S. Senate has confirmed C.Q. Brown, General C.Q. Brown, is the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, putting him in place to succeed General Mark Milley when he retires at the end of the month. Brown's confirmation, an overwhelming vote of 83-11, months after President Biden nominated him for the post, comes as Democrats, that is, try to maneuver around holes placed on hundreds of nominations by Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville. Tuberville, who said he will continue to hold up the nominations unless the Pentagon ends its policy of paying for travel when a service member goes out of state to get an abortion or reproductive care. This is VOA News. The Nigerian president, detained since July by the soldiers who deposed him, has petitioned a regional court demanding his release and reinstatement. President Mohamed Bazoum, in an application filed this week, requested an order stating that his detention by Niger's junta infringes on his fundamental rights and that he should be reinstated as the country's democratically elected president. The application was filed by his lawyer in the West African Regional Bloc of ECOWAS Court in Nigeria's capital, Abuja. Rwanda's president says he will run for a fourth term next year and that what the West thinks is not what my problem. In his words, after the United States and others criticized the earlier lifting of term limits to extend his term. Paul Kagame made the announcement in an interview with a French language publication. The 65-year-old Kagame has been president since 2000 and was declared the winner of the previous election in 2017 with more than 98% of the vote. Kagame could stay in power until 2034. Under intense political pressure, fellow Democrats, the Biden administration announcing it is granting protection to hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans who are already in the country. The move Wednesday to give Venezuelans who have arrived in the U.S. as of July 31st temporary protective status essentially makes it easier and faster for them to get authorization to work in the United States, which has been a key demand of Democratic mayors and governors who are struggling to care for an increased number of migrants in their care. Well, negotiators for the striking Writers Guild of America and Hollywood Studios will meet again Thursday today to try to resolve a nearly five-month standoff that has disrupted film and television production. The WGA and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which represents Walt Disney, Netflix, and other media companies, held talks for the first time in about a month on Wednesday. The WGA went on strike in May after negotiations reached an impasse over compensation, minimum staffing of writers' rooms, and the role of artificial intelligence, among other issues. The Actors Union called a work stoppage in July, putting Hollywood in the midst of two simultaneous strikes for the first time in 63 years. No talks are currently scheduled between the actors and the studios. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.